This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Selena Wilkes of Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Williamsport, Maryland. She's an entrepreneur with several businesses. She's the CEO of Elmwood Farm Hospitality Group and Port 44. She's a retired Ladies Professional Golf Association Futures Golf Tour golfer. She's a motivational speaker, former council president of Zion Church, and board member on several community nonprofits, including the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. She says, "I was born profoundly deaf. My parents were both school teachers. Taking the advice of the doctors, they wanted me to be mainstreamed in public school. I had speech therapy for years and learned by lip reading. I wore hearing aids to assist with sound awareness. In elementary school, a teacher looked at me and said, 'You're not going to make it through high school.' Well, that crushed me and yet motivated me. Elementary to the beginning of middle school was very difficult from a social aspect. People can be mean. But God was with me all the way to overcome those obstacles. I persevered, graduated from high school, and went to college. Growing up, sports was my life. Golf was my thing on Sundays with my dad. I wasn't physically present at worship, but I really had a good relationship with my congregation. My childhood pastor always reached out to me. I never lost touch with my faith, and I prayed and I followed God's word. I joined the LPGA Futures Tour, now the Symetra Tour, right after college when I was 21 years old. I had a job opportunity to be a physical education teacher, but I had this riskier route to play golf. Well, I was torn, but then I thought, wait a minute, this is a no-brainer. I can teach the rest of my life. I have to try to qualify on tour, and the experience was fantastic. I felt highs and lows throughout the 7 years I played. I met some wonderful and faithful people along the way. After I retired from the tour in 2004, I received a cochlear implant. And what a life-changing experience. I gained even more confidence and expanded my knowledge, and I realized how much I had missed out on. I got my second cochlear implant done in 2016, and now I'm hearing 94%, which is better than most people. It's been a blessing. One of my goals after I retired from the golf tour and returned to my roots was to give back to my community and church, more since I missed that element when I was younger, and I made that a priority, and it still is. In 2011, I bought my family's farm, a 5,000-square-foot historic home on the National Register. I restored the farm as my home and as a bed and breakfast and meeting venue. My sister Letty retired from her college coaching job and came back to join me, and we run the B&B together. And we have this motto: when you come to Elmwood Farm B&B, just make yourself at home. My sister and I are very active innkeepers. We give everybody space, but at the same time, we're there if you need anything or want to share conversations. I love people and hearing their stories, and the people who come to stay at our farm, we're supposed to cross paths for a reason. I'm on the Fellowship of Christian Athletes board. We have athletic power camps in the area. Whether it's outdoor or indoor sports, hunting, fishing, volleyball, basketball, not only are you teaching the youth fundamentals, but you're also giving them God's message and a positive encouragement. I'm a Lutheran because I'm third generation in our Lutheran church, and I'm very comfortable within our congregation and community, and that's where I feel most connected to God.